Of course, you hear a dull shiur, you hear a shiur like today was, you
you don't leave, so you stay, exactly. You get glued to your seat. You see, there were three Hebrew speakers here today. Three. Hebrew, native Hebrew. Toda rabba. Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, shehakol nehyeh bidvareich. Therefore, we need a lot of prayers that our heart will agree to close the eyes. The heart doesn't agree, it opens the eyes. Because even though a person knows all this, everything that we learned about Tishpinat HaNaim and everything, Adayim Kasher Olat Tzom HaNaim, it's still very difficult to close the eyes, right? Because the heart still wants the lust. Lust is in the heart. That's why that's the reason the heart doesn't let the eyes get shut. That prayer and itbodedut is the main advice in order to bring all the knowledge that you know in your head into your heart. Through the throat, it has to go through the throat, through speaking to Hashem. Like it says in the Pasuk, Vashivota el levavecha, to put everything that you learned into the heart. And only through an abundance, a lot, abundance of prayer, a person will merit to own his heart. You want to own your heart? We want to own our heart. Like Rav Zohar said today, right, Rav Shalom. He owns his heart. He gives his heart to someone completely, 100%. But we, the heart is not in our hands. It's going wild with all kinds of things that it desires. It's very difficult to guard the eyes. But if someone did a lot of it for the dude, so then a person easily can close his eyes and be clean and be shamu and be kept well. Therefore, the Torah says, don't stray after your heart and after your eyes. The question is, if all the person's free choice begins in the eyes, why does it say after the heart and then only after the eyes? We thought it goes the opposite. You see and then you want, not you want that you see. So the answer is, it's true. That when the eyes are open, everything begins. Everything begins from the eyes. Right? Where is he going to look? You look right, look left. Once that, when the eyes are open, then you have a decision what you see. Okay?
But the heart's driving the eyes, right?
We're trying to understand this point. We said that if whatever you look at is what you want. Right? The Chazal say. The eye sees, the heart covets. So we start with the eyes, right? So how come in the pasuk we say don't stray after your heart and after your eyes? So I was explaining, once your eyes are open, then whatever you see you want. But if the eyes will be open or not, it depends on your heart. Once the heart is open, it depends on the eyes. What you see. But if the eye... if to open the eyes or not, that depends on your heart. Right? The Torah is telling you, you're a Jew. You're a Jew. Don't let your heart open your eyes. Let your heart keep your eyes shut. And then you don't have a problem. Okay? And again, we see that a person has half an hour of tefillot every day about Shmirat HaEinayim, which is the basic need of every Jew who wants to live like a Jew. Right? Chayav. To have tefillot every day and guard your eyes. So, therefore, a person has to decide. Does he want to be a slave to his eyes and to his desires and to live in the kapakela of desires and wills and whatever stuff that you're going to make him nuts and crazy? Right, it throws him from this thing to that thing, he's confused, he's crazy, he doesn't know what he's doing, whatever, balagan. Okay. Or he wants to finally be free. Control, he's in control. Okay? To cleave to Hashem, to be clean from all the lust, from all the shtiyot, from all the nonsense. And if a person wants to be redeemed, there's only one solution. Only one. To close the eyes. And the only way to earn this way, to earn this, is through tefillah. It's the only service that's able to assure a person that will ever have any connection with Hashem or with Kedusha. Okay? Because even if a person does have a connection with Hashem like that, it doesn't last. It won't last. From Shamayim, sometimes they give a person a connection. He's light, even though he's still in all the titles and everything. But it's not going to last. It's how it works.
Like a picture, Hashem put you in a place for years, when all of him, he gets all this information in, and then say, now fight in heaven.
It's a war zone.
Yeah. Yes. This is not your fault. You grow up in a place where I don't know what you saw all in your life. Now you come close to Hashem, now you don't know. But he said, now you're full.
No. And he wants us to serve him the way we are. No complaints against us. Like Abdullah said today, it's so important what he said today. We hear this, it's from the Baal Shem Tov. We're here to serve Hashem for our Hashem. Not for ourselves. We're here for Hashem. The person doesn't make a difference to him what he's doing. What he's here for Hashem. He's serving Hashem. Whatever he can do, he does. The Yetzara, why he works so hard. Someone came over to me. I don't know what to do. I'm not davening in the minyan. I said, so what? So when I got married, I wasn't davening in the minyan. So what? What are they doing now? What car? Like Rav Gudlevsky, he has a CD, I love it. He says like this. You heard of Rav Gudlevsky? He's amazing. He's American. Doesn't speak English so well, speaks Yiddish and Hebrew. But he says in the CD, he talks, he was in depression for years. Only Albanu saved him. He grew up Litvish. And only Albanu saved him from the depression that he was in. For years. He talks only about simcha, about strengthening yourself. So he said, so you murdered someone. So what? So clean the knife and the blood and go down to mincha. What does one have to do with the other? So you're a murderer. You can't down to mincha as a murderer? So what? Clean the knife and the blood. He said, like, oh my gosh. This is so extreme. But yeah. Did you murder anyone? No. So ma baya shecha. So daven, so say a kippudot teyamim. So what? You can't do a mitzvah because you did an avera. What's one got to do with the other? So true.
They have these little booklets out downstairs. Once, always be happy. It is so true.
I know. I gave out a bunch of them Friday and Thursday. Hopefully today, if anyone wants to donate those booklets, I'll give out more.
Question in terms of the 30 minutes on Shabbos. Yeah. Shabbos is more from singing and thanking. Perhaps the 30 minutes, because here it could be more of, let's say, requests. Like you go in with requests. Have any insights in terms of Shabbos to approach that you approach this 30 minutes different than the weekday 30 minutes?
It's more thanking, more thanks on Shabbos. More thanking on Shabbos. We know that's more thanking and singing to Hashem, like you said. Okay. When we say 30 minutes, it's also it's including the Cheshbon Nefesh, it's dealing with the subject for 30 minutes. It's Cheshbon Nefesh and thanking Hashem for the situation you're in. That's a lot of things. The asking can be a little bit. So, there's a new chapter here.
amazing. This book is amazing. Asur to stop to learn this Hamash every day, to learn a little bit, even a little bit. Unbelievable.